This is Tanya Weigel. I'm interviewing Alice Cooper Johnson at Jerusalem Baptist Church in Her Park neighborhood of Roanoke, Virginia, and it's February 23rd, 2008. Miss Johnson, where and when were you born?
In Roanoke, Virginia.
How long have you lived in Roanoke?
Most of my lifetime, except the time that I was away in Ohio for just almost 2 years.
Tell me about your parents and your brothers and sisters.
Okay, my father was Mr. John O. Cooper from the Rocky Mount area, and my mother is from Franklin County, Mrs. Hattie Pinkert Cooper. And our so this union was 8 girls and 2 boys, and my father was a railroad man. My mother stayed in the home with the children, and we had a wonderful life. They taught us about God, and this is our church, Jerusalem Baptist, from childhood.
What number were you in, all your brothers and sisters?
Number 3.
So you're one of the older. Describe your house you grew up in.
I grew up in a 3-room house, kitchen, 2 bedrooms, and a living room. And it was fenced in, and it was a white house. And we came up with parents who truly wanted us to be model citizens. We had rules and schedules to go by, and we had chores when we came home from school.
Did you have extended family living nearby?
We had many of our relatives that moved from the Rocky Mount area that lived up the street, his sister and her family, his cousins, then his brother lived down the street, and his wife and 1 son.
What kind of activities did you participate in as a child?
As a child, we were very active in Sunday school here at the church, Vacation Bible School in the summer, VTU, and then I was to go to missionary camp in the summer, and I would go down and stay approximately 2 weeks at missionary camp, and then we were with the YWCA, and we went to the park, which is Washington Park. We were permitted to do that on Sunday with the family. And we attended many of the school activities. And the one thing that we had to do is go to church on Sunday. Otherwise, we couldn't go anywhere else. We played ball in the backyard, in the fence. We had to stay in the yard. And many of the children in the area came to our house because my mother was always home. And she would feed anyone who came by.
What kind of work did your family do?
Other than my mother, when I grew up, I worked went to Coordinated School of Business College after graduating from high school, and then I worked at the North Carolina Mutual Insurance Company, and they named me as the baby cashier of the company because I was 19 years old. I finished college in the less time required and got my diploma. And most of us did that, and my sisters, they are teachers and they are in business, did medical. And of course a medical type is at the Borough Hospital after I left the North Carolina Mutual, and then went into management and became a property manager and worked all the housing developments here in the city, opening them up and training managers that came aboard.
Tell us about your school life.
I was our Addisonian graduate, and of course we had to walk to school from the southwest area because there were no buses. So our first school from here was Loudoun Avenue. And from there to Harrison, and from there to Lucy Addison High School. And I worked in the office my entire 4 years at Lucy Addison High School in the office as a student.
Who in your family attended college?
Most all of them went to some form of college. Now we have my sister in Jersey taught, and she worked for the school system. My oldest sister in the school system in Cleveland. And of course, the oldest son was a serviceman and a GE person. There. And then the others went to like special schools for lab work. One is a lab, like worked in the lab at Burrell Hospital. And then the youngest one, she works in an insurance company. She went to college. And the other one was a Kmart salesperson in California.
Describe your home life. What did you all do in the evenings together? And did you have a television?
Not at first. We didn't have a television. We had a radio. And around 5 o'clock, it was a program called Sky King. And my mother would say, after dinner, we're going to listen to Sky King. And at 7 o'clock, we listened to Beulah. But we had to come home and do the chores because of getting the wood and the coal in. And then we had to get our lesson. And we had spelling bees in the home. My father loved to challenge us to be able to spell and read. And he promoted that. It was one thing he desired of all his children, is that we would be educated. Coming out of Franklin County, it was very difficult for them to go to school because of the snow. They could go, but the other times they had to work in the fields. And he always promoted that, I'm going to see that you all get your education through high school and the rest of it. Many of them were in the top of the class. I had two sisters, and we were accepted at different colleges, but because of the income, they would not let us go out on our own and be worried about keeping up, even though one had a scholarship to Howard University, the oldest girl did. Okay.
What chores did you have to do around the house?
Oh, we had to clean the house and help with the younger children to make sure that the wood and the coal was in, you know, and to clean up. And we would have a wonderful time going to the games on Fridays. And some were cheerleaders, some were in the band, and this type of thing. So we sang together, and my mother would always read us a Bible story. Jacob. The brothers. We always knew about that.
Did you have any family stories that you were passed down to you?
Yes, my mother always told us about her home life and what they had to do. She was a twin, and of course she always told us what she had to do at home, and it was quite a joy to know how they had to cook their bread, this type of thing. They taught us how to make cakes, and we all had to learn how to cook.
Did any of your family members serve in the military?
My brother did, and my son was in the Navy. He served in the Navy 4 years in intelligence, Kirk Douglas.
What businesses and stores did your family frequent?
Oh, we went to Joy Shop. And then I had two sisters worked at Pews and the elevator before they moved on and got married. And we went to Mill and Rose.
Did you frequent the market at all, Dan?
Oh, yes. We had to go to the market to take the list and pick up the chicken and the greens for Sunday.
What kind of work have you done throughout your life?
I have been an insurance clerk, as I stated, for North Carolina Mutual. And that was my first job at the college, and our Mrs. Estelle McCadden, who was my junior church choir leader, got me on 3 days a week. I started out, and then as time went on, I became a full-time employee. And I enjoyed working there, and then after marrying, I changed because I was the relief clerk in other areas. I had to go out and relieve clerks in other areas, and so the traveling was something that he didn't want me to do, and I came home and stayed for a little while, and then I went back out and worked at Borough Hospital, and I became an x-ray typist, and I worked for 7 radiologists typing up there, and then I processed films in the darkroom at Borough Hospital, and I did clerk work in the office wherever I was needed. I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Who were your role models growing up in the community?
Some of my role models. I'll start with my parents, and then my aunts and my cousins who were known to dress as ladies, and you never found them in our church without suits or hats or, you know, gloves, which I'm wearing today. But that was one of their trends, that they taught us to be as ladies. And our family, my aunts and my uncles, were very strict with us, just as well as our parents, wherever they find us in this area. And then my teachers, I had many of my great teachers at starting with Sunday school. There was a little lady named Mrs. Gertrude Childress, who made sure I was the junior superintendent here in Sunday school. And then Mrs. Elizabeth Tinsley, Mrs. Grace Reynolds, Mrs. Madge Wheaton, one of the teachers here, who was one of the, she taught at the first school here in this area, in our church. The first public school was held here in Southwest with two small rooms in the rear of the church, and the teachers were Mrs. Estelle Golden, who made me sing my first song, and Mrs. Virginia Hunter, who saw that I was a missionary and had to go to missionary camp after consulting with my parents to assure them that I would be safe riding the train, of which my dad could give me a free pass to go. And I went with others throughout the areas whose parents worked for the railroad. And we would take that train all the way down and to Mecklenburg County, which is off from Petersburg, and they would meet us. And we were there, and it was really hard because we did not have facilities. And we slept in out in an open rooms or something. But anyway, I can remember that we had to take baths outside there. So it was quite different, the home life. And we had chores to do at the camp, but we also had studies of the Bible. And I can see the missionaries who were, one particular one was, I think she was a Miss Hicks, an older lady, 90 years old. And she began to teach us about life, that we had nowhere to go but one or two places, and we could make a choice, and that was heaven or hell. And I knew then I didn't want to go there after she described what it was like.
Mm-hmm. So you were very active in your church. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the church?
Yes, I can say that we had caring people here. Our pastor was a Reverend W.N. Hunter, which is Mrs. Hunter's husband. And he knew all of us as a family, and he visited this neighborhood. He, every year, every Christmas, we could count on him coming and knocking on our doors to see if we were okay in the area. In the New Year's, he would walk up and down the community. He would make sure his young people were at the Sunday school conventions, so we went to that, and he would take us in his old black Cadillac. We won't forget that. We met many persons in the Sunday school, and we had fun learning and studying, you know, about our God. And then after he left, it was a while, and we got the doctor, Reverend J. Eugene Young. Reverend Eugene Young was the younger minister who came to us, and he had a voice, a melodious voice, and he was musically inclined. He loved music, and he was always teaching us songs, and he was very active here with his congregation also. But before Reverend Young came, that was a Reverend Board. And Reverend Board was quite a wonderful pastor also. And he and his family came to us, and he left. And then Reverend Young came after that. And now that we have a Reverend Gregory, so I've been able to see four pastors here. And we have always been busy doing the work of the Lord here. I've been busy teaching Sunday school for years in Missionary President. I grew to become the president of the Rose Butler Brown Missionary Circle, and there is one of the ladies, Mrs. Fanny Wimbush, who was a teacher, and she was one who inspired that I become the president, and I have been serving with that over a number of years, and they are a very active group. And under that, I have brought in young ambassadors, ladies that I'm working with and teaching them the value of being a part of the church with their families, and teaching them how to speak and how to dress for the occasion. And these are some of the things that I do here.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the changes you've seen in Roanoke and this community over the years?
Oh, I've seen the school, Hurd Park, which Reverend Hunter was one who wanted to see the school here and the bus route to come about, because we didn't have buses at first. I've seen the renovation of many homes in this area, and I see families in Hurd Park who are still sticking together as a family, even though many of them may go to different churches. But whenever we do have something here, they do come to the church. And one of the things I remember was the great revivals. Whenever there was a revival at here at Jerusalem, all the community from various churches, people here in this community would attend. It didn't matter. So we do have a population of people that come here.
Mm-hmm. What is your fondest childhood memory?
Is the coming together when my parents took me to the family reunion in Rocky Mount at Grandfather's Farm. And my dad was a family man, and he believed in taking all his children and his wife to the back home to see our grandparents. And we would go and sing over the river and through the woods. To Grandfather's house we go. And Mom said I was always hanging around Daddy's shoulder singing with him, "I'll Fly Away," one of my favorite songs I love today. And I have great memories of coming together here and growing up as a family. And we still have family reunions. And I think some years ago, Roanoke Times did a story on us with the family reunion. And we have it every year at the Holiday Inn. It was out at the old airport, but we are on Hirschberger now. And that's the second Sunday in August. So we love getting together. And whenever there's a wedding, and all eight of the girls married, and praise God, they had a thing about us being women of virtue, and we did marry in white, and we had church weddings. And so I think we took it to High Street. That was a big church, so that was one of the larger ones.
Is there anything else that you would like to share about this neighborhood or Roanoke growing up?
I remember one time when I graduated from high school working for Mr. Abern Smith Oil Company and Mrs. Smith, and she was my mentor, and in fact she did my wedding for me. She was quite a lady, a nurse who ran Borough Hospital, and I won't forget them, and he's still our godparent, and Mr. Abern Smith is well-known citizen of Roanoke Valley, Abern Smith Oil Company, and real estate. And when I went there, I was a little very timid in working. I forgot I worked there while going to the business college as his clerk. And I remember all of the wonderful people here at this church. And Minister Cook was one of my students in Sunday school. He was at my retirement, of course, he told it. So he was there, and I remember working for the Housing Authority. All of the people there were wonderful people in every area that I worked. It was so much love because I loved them. And I remember, that's all I teach, is that we must love one another. And I worked with helping the Lansdowne community do a turnaround, and I enjoyed that. And of course, I received the Human Dignity Award. And then after retiring, I received the Miss Shining Star from the city council because they felt like I brought a community together. People that would not come to the area, we came together as a people, and we were able to work on a program called Images. And there are many of the ministers that came, and people came in the community called the Coat Team. I won't forget them. They were the community-orientated police force that worked in the area, and they served on committees that we had there. So I'm very pleased about life. I've enjoyed it, and it's been wonderful. And the joy of having a son named Kirk Douglas is my little boy, which I very seldom mention. And everybody still thinks he's my little boy, but he has grown taller than me. And so much love. And my community, my neighborhood, or Mrs. Bernice Stewart, her daughter, I helped her. She went to college. And there are people with Total Action Against Poverty that I could just name, the little Hooper girl that I helped, and she went on to college. And she was at my retirement and told that too. So I've been a Girl Scout leader. And we would hike to the peaks of Otter. Many, many years we did that. And I think of Reverend Charles Green and Mrs. Alice Green. Those are some of my mentors, too. And I can't forget my mother-in-law, Mrs. Yolanda Johnson, who certainly were two who went on many spiritual events. And wherever I speak publicly for Women's Day or teacher workshop or something, I can count on she and Grandmother Taylor being there, and my sister-in-laws, and I have a sister-in-law in the ministry now. And then I have sisters that are very close to me. You know, I can name them all, Elizabeth and Odessa and Lois and Leewood. Margaret has passed now, and Evelyn. And my brother Eugene passed. He's gone. And my little brother Glenn, whom I bring to Sunday school every Sunday with me. And my dear friend and dignitary, Sister Foster, who has been a mentor to me and helping me. And she would be here today, but she has a cold. But I can just name so many people that I've had such a joy. And I won't forget the Mr. Herbert McBride, who was the executive director of our Lansdowne when I came there, and a Mr. R.R. Henley, who is now gone, and a Mr. Baker, who was a very fine tall man who came last on the scene, and our Mr. Blaney, and I don't want to forget him. He was one of the managers of Lincoln Terrace, too, and I came aboard with him. So it's just been a joy, and I won't forget Sister Carolyn Bumry, who was one of the commissioners on the board when I came aboard, and Mrs. Gertie, who was, these are some of the pilots that were with the housing, who was there laboring during a time of many things. And I cannot forget those people who were there, who gave me so full support. All my residents there, I could just name a little Miss Fannelson, who is now a member. She's a member of this church for years and lived in the back of me when I grew up. And when I came aboard, she was in housing, and she began to tell people who I was, you know. And I just think about all of those people. My sister Mary Frances. They are missionaries. These sisters of mine are here in this church, singing on the choir, supportive, and been under my teaching. So I'm very proud that I have that. And we talk far and near to cousins. We're close. We're very close. And, you know, I have a cousin who is the president of the missionary circle at Central. She was inspired, and she works there. So, and I can think of many of the choir members, the Mose Younger and his wife, you know. These people were here in this church that are sang on the choir. And we had one of the best choirs in anywhere, I can tell you that. Whether it was the junior choir, the senior choir, the Magic Stars, or the male chorus, which came later. And our ushers were well thought of, because they dressed to the nines when they went out in black and white. And the pastors prized their workers. We have a great deaconess board here, and I'm a part of that, and the deacon board. And I like to say, when our pastor passed away, many of us were very sad, and that was work to be done here. And there's a Miss Carolyn Patterson, who's a teacher, and Mr. George Franklin, who passed away. He was one of the trustees, president one time. But we have a very fine staff working here now. And of course, Deacon Harvey. And we worked here. And of course, we all came together as a church, and there were many things to do. And it wasn't easy, but we all worked together here. And I'm very pleased about that. And so that's why we stood. So we were without a pastor about 3 years, just about. But we stood as a church. And I'd like to say that our missionary group is busy. We went to many of the nursing homes, and we did ice cream parties with them, and we give them white socks. And we've been to the Samaritan Inn, and we take stuff there. So we are missionaries.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for sharing your stories.
Okay. I just...